True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Parenting is hard work, and it can be challenging sometimes. I have something that I do I'm going to share with you. It's a little secret trick.
Okay.
Actually, sometimes I'll sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and write a letter to one of my kids.
Oh, okay.
And I'll just tell them what I love about them, what I'm proud of about them, and all that stuff.
You're so weird.
I will do that, too.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Do you do that?
I will. I do little artwork. I'll like doodle like dad jokes and stuff on post-it notes and put it on the door and stuff for them. And I will send them texts. I don't really handwrite it out so much.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you send them texts that are dad jokes, or do you send them encouraging like how proud of you are?
No, I'm like, you know what? I'm so glad you're my son, and it'll be like a funny meme or something to go.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess that's the same thing, kind of.
Well,
really.
Yeah.
But anyway, apparently 26% of Gen Z says they have never written a personal letter at all.
Wow.
So now I don't know whether or not my kids will, I mean, I don't know if they've written any or not, but at least they've received some so that they understand the concept of it now.
So you're talking about handwritten, correct? Or like typing?
Talking about handwritten letters.
Okay, handwritten.
So that's what I do with my kids.
Okay, so yeah. My kids, I can't think of any time they've, maybe like on a post-it note, you know, just
Big on post-it notes.
Yeah, I am, but they've never just sit down to write a letter to really anybody that I can think of.
You know, my friend's daughter, Lillian, you know, that I hang out with, my little buddy, she'll write me a letter when I'm over there and want me to, of course, have a sleepover. So I'll write back and she'll say, Keto, don't write cursive. I can't read cursive.
I'm
like, really?
Now, I think little kids will do it more so than especially teenagers and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they're going to write you a note occasionally.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Well, they asked people, when did you last write a handwritten personal letter? And 10% said they had written one in the last month. 21% says it's been the last year. And then another 26% said they're pretty sure they haven't written one in the past decade.
Yeah, you think about your grandparents and your parents, some of them maybe, but they would sit down. That's the only way they would get information. Like they'd write their sister or something. They'd send the letter through the mail and, you know, get there 3 days later about what's going on. And it'd be like two or three pages of, you know, handwritten letter.
Well, clearly texting, calling, writing emails is faster and easier now.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you want that personal touch, the actual letter is a nice touch.
And it's sad that people don't, because, you know, you think of people like in the 30s where these families find letters written to loved ones in the war or something, and to be able to read them this many years later about somebody that's related to you. It's pretty interesting. You're not going to have those texts.
Well, no, in the future. No, in the future, you'll still have that. It'll be just online, or it'll be like on a hard drive or somewhere. It's like, hey, come here and read what your grandpa wrote your grandma via text.
It'd be like the Antique Roadshow, and he'll say, as soon as I saw that hard drive, I got excited. Yeah. Because that's a Western Digital. That's old. That's a 500 megabyte hard drive. We're talking 1980s here.
Ain't that something?
And then the letter that was on it was amazing.
It said, pick up milk, and here's a picture of the food I had for lunch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't write letters. I found if I'm having to write something, my hand gets tired.
Okay. Wow. You need to work out. How about thank you notes? I think that's kind of a nice personal touch.
I don't have anything to say thanks for.
Aww.
Wow.
That's sad.
I'll sign a birthday or Mother's Day, you know, card.
That's about the most that you'll do. Like my kids even hate to do that. If like, let's send your grandmother a birthday card.
And sometimes I might write my mom a little note in there.
Oh?
Yeah.
So that kind of counts.
Is it
on a post-it note?
Well, they say that cursive is going to go away. Or just writing in general, print writing, whatever. It's going to eventually go away. We're going to lose that art. I don't think we will.
No.
I don't see why
you would lose printing. I mean, that's the same thing as text and email.
I will say this, though. Like, in my kids' school, most time they're typing. They are not writing anymore like they used to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of stuff does get turned in on homework. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting because that stuff won't keep as long and as well as the written paper. So it will get a lot. We'll have tons of crap in the cloud, though.
Yeah.
That we'll never go back and look at.
No one will ever go back and look at it. Or if they do, they'll be bored.
That's another thing about pictures. People don't, you know, have pictures developed. So you've got thousands of pictures on a cloud that most people will never, ever see.
What's interesting about pictures is there's no bad ones anymore. You remember, like, your parents would have ones on vacation. They'd put them in the album, and it'd be blurry. Yeah. You're like, okay, well, that's the only picture we have of you in the Eiffel Tower. It's blurry. So we went ahead and left that. But nowadays, if it's a bad picture, girls, guys, both, they will just delete it. So you don't see as many bad pictures.
Do you have any photo albums?
My mom does.
I actually do. Mm-hmm. I took photography, so a couple of them are my pictures.
Yeah.
But like we did a vacation with a bunch of us, and a friend of mine for our gifts, she took all the pictures and made a photo album for all of us as gifts. And
well,
that's pretty neat.
Well, she should have just given them to you on one of those little drives.
I'd have never looked at them as much as I
You know what, though, is so cool is your phone will give you, like, hey, here's a collection of these pictures and put music to it and everything. And so I'll watch those things every now and then. But that's kind of the new version of the photo album.
It is. And you know, that's not fun when a friend's like, hey, you want to look at my vacation pictures?
Mm-mm.
No,
really?
No.
Because I've got mine.
Am I in them?
I'll see them on social media, and I'm like, oh, Tom went to Italy with his family.
Yeah.
Keep on scrolling.
Are you kidding?
I'm sorry, we spent
a lot of money getting those pictures.
I'd like to have seen the bench that took you out.
I know. I would have taken a picture of it. My arm wasn't working.
Yeah. There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I found some exciting information about the United States. And, you know, we're always being beaten down and told how horrible our country is, mostly by people who are jealous of what a great nation we actually are.
Yeah.
They want to drag us down and try to convince us that these occasional flaws we have make us a horrible nation. But the truth is, despite our flaws, despite some of the crazy political stuff that goes on from time to time, this is still a really great place to live.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And I'll give you a great example. They just released a statistic on the number of people in each country that are vegetarian. And I'm proud to say the United States was only 5%. It could have been a lot worse.
Okay.
But it was only 5%.
I'm just glad you're not talking about mathematics.
and so I was interested to know who is the most vegan countries out there. Which countries have the most vegetarians in them? And I was pretty shocked at number one and how many of them are vegetarian. But it does make sense religiously.
I was going to say, there are some religions that they don't eat meat.
And so you probably could guess then, yeah.
Yeah.
So who do you think?
I don't know those countries. Iran?
You're close. You got the I right.
Iraq.
India.
I was going to say India to begin with, and I didn't.
I want to go with California.
India is between 20% and 40% vegetarian.
That's a close second, huh? Yeah. That country of California.
Now, this one shocked me. Mexico was next with 19% vegetarian. Mexican food always seems like it has meat in it.
Ground beef, chicken, you name it.
Yeah, that's the beauty of Mexican food is they take chicken, beef, and pork, and they make it 18,000 different ways.
But they do love their beans. I mean, they love them so much, they refry them.
That's true.
So, that's where they're getting their protein.
They're delicious.
Yeah, you never see refried meat.
No, you don't. I don't think so.
Although, I think we could be onto something.
You could.
Refried ground beef. All right, Taiwan was next at 13 to 14%. Israel was 13%. I would not have guessed that.
Well, they have the hummus and stuff over there.
Yeah.
That they're substituting.
Okay.
And those falafelas. Falafelas.
And falafelas. So, Australia, I'm wondering if maybe they just only have so much meat there.
Well, you don't want to eat a kangaroo.
They do. They eat kangaroos
there. They're so sweet looking.
No, they will fight you. Kangaroos will beat you up.
There's only a few bad kangaroos out there. They get videoed sometimes boxing each other, okay?
No, they box people. They are all bad. All right, Finland and Argentina and Sweden are next, tied at 12%.
Sweden's got all that cheese. So, I mean, they're going to go for the cheese to get their protein.
You're thinking of Switzerland.
You know, I'm not sure I believe anything.
I don't even believe me.
Well, don't. Sweden is not the cheese place. Oh, that's Switzerland.
That's right. That's right.
Swiss cheese.
Sweden is the chocolate place. Gotcha.
Yeah, Swedish cheese is not a thing.
Okay.
And I don't think you got the chocolate right.
I don't think I do either.
Okay, Austria, 11%. That's Arnold Schwarzenegger is from Austria. You think of him as a big meat eater.
He's not, though. He's vegetarian.
Are you lying?
No, I might be wrong. Let me double check. But no, I'm serious. Hold on. Hold on.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Honestly.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I mean, I don't even believe that. And I've made up a bunch of stuff during this conversation.
80% plant-based foods. So not, I guess, a hardcore vegetarian, but more vegetarian meals than meat.
Wait, that was online?
Yes.
Is that like for every person it shows what our percentage is? Because I'd like to see what mine is.
No. I think it'll be opposite.
I think so, too.
I mean, for Arnold, the only way he beefed up is because he just took tons of protein and ate that for years, and now he's telling us to be, you know, more vegetarian.
I think he ate plant-based steroids.
He beefed up. Wink, wink.
Beefed up.
Okay.
All right. So Denmark, Germany, and the UK, and New Zealand, and Vietnam were all at 10%. Japan, Norway at 9%. Italy getting down a little bit, 8.9%. Brazil, Canada, Belgium, Chile, France, and of course, U.S. at 5%. Very proud of that.
And we're talking about the countries that are vegetarian.
No, this is how many of them are vegetarian. Yeah. So now, who are the ones who just don't eat vegetables? Russia, 1% vegetarians. Oh. And they say most of that comes through their liquor. And then South Korea, 3% vegetarians. Thailand, about 3%. China, 4 or 5% vegetarian.
Which surprises me.
Ireland is next, then Switzerland, the Philippines, and the Netherlands, and then us. Yeah. So those countries are meat-eating countries at the bottom of that list, which makes us a meat-eating country.
And I feel bad. I'm having a salad for lunch today.
Oh, who's making you do that?
Me?
No.
I haven't had one in a month.
That Anthony guy.
Yeah. Your alter ego?
That's it.
Are you trying to lose weight? Is that why you're having
nice
a salad?
One. I'm trying. No,
you need to lose Anthony.
I like it.
Yeah. No. That'll lose you about 20 or 30 pounds right there. Well, you know, Jim Gaffigan's coming to the Peace Center soon, and here he is talking about vegetarians.
I'm a vegetarian now. Anyone a vegetarian? Yeah, there you go. I'm not a strict vegetarian. I eat beef and pork. And chicken, but not fish, because that's disgusting. How can you tell when fish goes bad? It smells like fish either way.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You remember when you were a kid and you would be getting picked on the football field or the kickball field, and you would be sitting there, and this may not have happened to you, Hawk, but I think Cato and I both dealt with it.
What?
You'd be praying you weren't picked last.
Oh,
you're like, pick second to last I can live with, but yes, let someone else be the last one.
I remember standing there with this guy. We were the last two standing, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I didn't even want to play wiffle ball. I couldn't care less about sports.
Yeah.
But I'm like, just please don't let me be the last one.
And meanwhile, you got some jock who's like trying to pick the team that's going to win for him. And he's looking and he's like, I don't want that guy. He's going to ruin it for us.
But then when you're picked last, you're like, I want to show them.
He didn't.
No.
I mean, it really was down to the last two worst players. I did not get picked last. I was next to last.
I got picked last.
Oh,
my God. It was you standing next to me?
Well, they say this happens as adults as well. Mm-hmm. And there are other things that are kind of like in adult life, like being picked last for the volleyball or kickball team. They say like whenever friends want to do a group photo together and they hand you the phone.
Oh.
Oh, well, now, do you have a long arm that you're doing the selfie?
No, this is when they're all, you're taking the picture and they're all there.
That same thing right there.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Everyone going out to lunch at work, but not asking you to join them.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We hope the person don't know it.
Well, you know what? Some silly person posted on Facebook or social media, like, why y'all have fun?
We had a guy that we would avoid for lunch because he would always go to lunch with us and then suddenly not have his wallet.
Well, see, that would be something I'd call out.
Well, we would.
We did.
I mean, before, hey, you can't go. Let me see your wallet before we go.
It got to a point where we did that. Like, you show me cash before we take us. We would all ride together.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or whenever that friend comes in from out of town and spends a week but doesn't tell you that they were in town and you find out about it somewhere else.
Why didn't you come by and see me, man? Why didn't you just at least send me a text? Let me know you're in town so we can have coffee or something.
Could have gotten lunch.
Yeah.
Also, they say being invited to an event on the day it's happening, even though it's been planned for months, and you either are a seat filler or they're hoping you'll say no.
I saw a meme recently about that.
Yeah.
If you get invited last minute to the party, you were never included to begin with.
Oh, that's wrong.
Or something like that. So, you know what? If it's a fun party, I'm going.
Here's one for the church people.
What?
Whenever you bring your casserole to the church dinner and no one eats yours.
Oh, no.
Everyone takes a scoop out of every other, but you get, then yours is completely full whenever it comes back.
That's got to be a horrible feeling when you don't have like one or two scoops there and you're like, everybody else is gone.
Well, if it's something like a sweet potato casserole that some people may not like. But the problem is when you got like two sets of green beans by two different grandmas.
Yeah.
And one looks like it's all spiced up and tasty.
Juicy.
And the other one looks like it came out of a Del Monte can.
Right.
Then you get it.
Yeah. And that she feels bad.
Yeah. That is just like being picked last on a dodgeball team or whatever. Yeah.
They say being seated at the kids' table because there's not enough room.
I prefer it.
Okay.
Yeah, I do too now, but it is kind of bad.
Like, yeah. They're basically saying you don't get to sit with the adults.
Right.
Have adult conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't do that to me. I pick it. Okay, they were like, we can pull up a chair. I'm like, no. I'm over here at the kids section. We good.
But I ain't the same as being picked last. You're picked first. You're like the first one at the kiddie table. Yeah. You're like, not a kiss.
I'm like, kids, come over here. Hurry before the adults get over here.
Now, this is literally the same as when you were a kid and got picked last for, like, volleyball or kickball.
What?
Being picked last at the pickleball court. Like, who knew that as an adult this could still happen to you? But you get to the pickleball courts, they're dividing up teams, and they're picking people for their teams, and you get picked last.
I just met somebody recently. He just moved to town. I didn't get his name, but he said he loves pickleball.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, we were at the Harris Teeter bar, and I said, you know, they got a kickball league for Harris Teeter. They asked me last year, hey, why don't you join our kickball league? You don't have to play.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just join and get a shirt. And I'm like, I forgot.
But that's kind of like being picked last, too.
Yeah. No, it's kind of like when you were going to coach your son's little league team. And
that's not exactly how it happened.
Okay.
So we had the little T-ball league. And so there, I was out there with the other fathers and all, and I was helping throw the ball to the kids. Uh-huh. And they found out that I was an excellent photographer. Uh-huh. And so they said, why don't you be a photographer instead of a coach?
Wait, they saw you throwing a ball around and found out you're an excellent photographer.
It just came up in conversation.
You don't think it was the way you were throwing that ball?
I don't. I mean, I can throw a ball to little kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
I had to deal with this in grade school. I don't need it now.
It's almost like you have the feeling of being picked last now, don't you?
Oh, please.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Okay, you know, this is kind of funny because a lot of times when you come back from vacation, you think about your next vacation, right? You're like, okay, I enjoyed that. Now, when's my next vacation? Because it goes by so quick.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. I'm already doing my research.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to Americans, they found that 59% of us mentally check out before our official vacation. So we're all getting geared up and we're hanging out and we're doing our thing and we're like, okay, my vacation's coming up next week. And then by the time you get to Thursday. Whatever, you're like, I ain't even going to work here. I'm just going to just kind of coast until the vacation starts.
Yeah, it doesn't ever work that way. We end up having to do a ton of work before vacation.
We do a lot of times, yes.
A lot of people do. They got to make sure all their stuff's covered. Kind of stinks, to be honest.
Well, 47% of people said they have trouble focusing at work right before the day's off. So, you know what? Here's what I'm thinking. Maybe your place of employment should just give you an extra couple of days to make sure, you know, you plan that vacation. It's like, okay, I want to take a little vacation right before my vacation.
All right, so they say they gave you Thursday, Friday off before you a week off. Then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're going to be in that zone.
Yeah.
So maybe they should just go and give you a week off to prepare for your week vacation.
But then you would start planning for that.
The week before.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's what you're doing, too. Well, how you're wasting those days. You're daydreaming about the trip you're about to go on. Mm-hmm. So any of the employer that's hearing this right now, you're like, okay, you know, Jim's going on vacation next week. Well, I might as well not even sign him anything Thursday or Friday because he's going to be sitting there daydreaming about the vacation. He ain't going to be able to do a good job.
I don't think bosses think like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they want you to be working any day that you're working.
Yeah, they'll want it when they want it.
All right. A lot of people say you get irritated right before the vacation just because you're getting some time in there. 44% of people said that. They're just irritated that they have to work before this vacation. So you're not getting anything from them in that perspective as well.
If I was a boss, I wouldn't want to give vacations hearing this.
I know.
Because then you're like, well, screw them. I gave them a vacation. Now they're upset about something.
Yeah. So basically, we're just not. It's kind of like if, you know, I think about how you get irritated on Sunday, like because you know Monday's coming. And like Sunday, you're kind of edgy by the, you know, Sunday night because you know you got to get up and go to work. Same principle as like kids in school. My kids, like Sunday night, my one, he hates it because he's dreading going to school the next day. Yeah. And that's why Sunday's just, you know, I would say around 5 or 6 o'clock, you start getting irritable.
Yeah, but it's the Lord's Day, so you've got to be yourself.
Okay.
Just think if it wasn't the Lord's Day, we'd go crazy on Sunday having to go back to work Monday.
Just to let you know, he does see you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, too. So.
Oh. Well, I ain't read that in the Bible.
Okay, you don't have to act like you're just acting good on Sundays because it's the Lord's Day.
Okay, I'm not really acting good.
Okay. So anyway, apparently we're just wasting all kinds of time mentally checking out before we go on vacation.
I checked out earlier.
Honestly, 3-day weekends, mental checkout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
When's that coming up again?
Memorial Day, I think, Kato. Or for some people, Easter. They get that today.
Good Friday or...
Good Friday's off and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we don't.
If you do get off, that is a Good Friday.
It is.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.